Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
When Jesus was first introduced as the Lamb of God and the Savior of the world, he was in the area of Jerusalem. However, the religious leaders were hostile. They didn't believe he was the Messiah. And consequently, Jesus went into the Galilean region, and he lived in that area for nearly 2 years. But one of his first stops was in Cana, where he attended a wedding. And it was there that Jesus performed his first miracle. John the Apostle has recorded these words.
On the third day, a wedding took place in Cana of Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding as well. When the wine ran out, Jesus' mother told him, "They don't have any wine." Now 6 stone water jars had been set there for Jewish purification. Each contained 20 or 30 gallons. "Fill the jars with water," Jesus told them. So they filled them to the brim. Then he said to them, "Now, draw some out and take it to the chief servant." And they did.
Well, you probably know the end of the story. Everyone was amazed. The wine was the best they'd ever tasted. We read that Jesus performed this first sign in Cana of Galilee, and he displayed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. But we'll find out later that many so-called disciples said they believed in Jesus, but they were just beginning in their journey of faith. You see, it's one thing to say that we believe in Jesus, yet it's another to believe in such a way that we have life in his name. Remember this principle to live by. As those who profess to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we should make sure it is a belief that has truly resulted in eternal life.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.